A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Those who had been scattered by the persecution that arose because of Stephen went as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but Jews. There were some Cypriots and Cyrenians among them, however, who came to Antioch and began to speak to the Greeks as well, proclaiming the Lord Jesus. The hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The news about them reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to go to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart, for he was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. And a large number of people was added to the Lord. Then he went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a large number of people. And it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. The word of the Lord. All you nations, praise the Lord. His foundation upon the holy mountains the Lord loves, the gates of Zion more than any dwelling of Jacob. Glorious things are said of you, O city of God.
All you nations, praise the Lord.
I tell of Egypt and Babylon, among those who know the Lord, of Philistia and Tyre, Ethiopia. This man was born there, and of Zion they shall say, one and all were born in her, and he who has established her is the Most High Lord.
All you nations, praise the Lord.
They shall note, when the peoples are enrolled, this man was born there, and all shall sing in their festive dance, my home is within you.
All you nations, praise the Lord.
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem.
The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter. And Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, how long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one.
Verbum Domini.
Ave.
Our blessed Lord desires us to know who he is. And he goes to the greatest extremes to communicate and to reveal to us who he is in his divine person, in his essence, every characteristic about him, not just by his words, but by his deeds, by his miracles. God has revealed his face to us in Jesus of Nazareth. God has revealed everything he desires us to know about himself in Jesus, the Good Shepherd. When the Good Shepherd, the Lord Jesus, speaks, the sheep recognize the voice of the shepherd. And do we recognize our need for a shepherd? Most of all, a shepherd to guide us and to instruct us. You might say to clean our coats when our coats get dirty, like sheep get dirty in the field. Do we recognize the need of us to be cleansed? He makes us whiter than snow. Perfect, you might say, in his eyes. As sheep, do we accept our powerlessness and our weakness, our inability, in other words, to do it on our own, to save ourselves, that we need a shepherd, a savior, a Messiah? In St. John's Gospel, there are seven I am statements which Jesus declares himself as Lord and Messiah. I am the bread of life, John 6:35. I am the light of the world. I am the gate for the sheep, John 10:7, yesterday's gospel. I am the good shepherd, the theme throughout today's week, starting with Sunday's Mass, Good Shepherd Sunday, John 10. I am the resurrection and the life, John 11. I am the way, the truth, and the life, John 14, which will be later this week. I am the true vine, John 15. The figure and identity of a shepherd would have been very familiar to the people of Israel. Israel had many shepherds. Israel's greatest king was a shepherd, David, before he was chosen and anointed as king. And throughout the Psalms and in the teaching of the prophets, the image of shepherd is common language. Psalm 23 is the first that comes to mind. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. There's different translations of this. That's one translation. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. King David is acknowledging there is nothing I shall want because the Lord is my shepherd. He will provide for my needs. He will provide. Leaning on the shepherd, looking for the shepherd. Not only my physical needs, but as shepherd, he can satisfy every need, of the human soul. The needs of my soul, he can satisfy every longing of the human heart. And if the Lord is my shepherd, then I search nowhere else, nowhere but him. My search is over. Might say, in other words, we allow ourselves to be sought by him. Our searching is over in Jesus when we find him. And we allow him to search us out when we go astray. We often do go astray. And further, the psalm, fresh and green are the pastures where he gives me repose. Near restful waters, he leads me to revive my drooping spirit. He guides me along the right path. He is true to his name. If I should walk in the valley of darkness, no evil would I fear. You are there with your crook and your staff. With these, you give me comfort. You have prepared a banquet for me in the sight of my foes. My head you have anointed with oil. My cup is overflowing. Surely goodness and kindness shall follow me all the days of my life. In the Lord's own house shall I dwell forever and ever. My head you have anointed with oil. The Lord binds our wounds even, cleans us. After the Lord Jesus states, I am the good shepherd, he says what a good shepherd does. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep, laying it down on the cross. He has the power to do this. And as the gospel says on Sunday, he has the power to raise up his life too. He has the power to lay it down and the power to raise it up, just as he has the power to raise your mortal body on the last day. The Lord goes on in detail. The opposite of a good shepherd, he says, is a hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own. He sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. In this situation, Jesus speaks of a man who is merely watching after the sheep for his own benefit. This man's life is not fully invested. Jesus is invested. He gives everything. He invests his whole life. He pours out his blood on the cross for you and for me. The false shepherd, when he sees danger coming to himself and the sheep, he runs away. He is self-centered. There is no concern for saving the sheep. He would never put dirty sheep on his back to bring them to safety. And this is the image of the good shepherd, putting us dirty sheep on his back to bring us to verdant pastures. Again, to clean our coats, to make them nice and white. And this happens in the sacrament of penance, by the way. We come in the sacrament of penance, maybe not even in mortal sin, but with the wounds of life, with the frailties, the weaknesses of life, to get our coats clean, so to speak, nice and squeaky, white, clean. The shepherd knows his flock entrusted to his care. He knows everything about his sheep. The shepherd knows when a sheep is missing. Luke 15, there is more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 who has no need of repentance. The parable of the lost sheep. And we are that lost sheep. The shepherd knows when his sheep is sick or wounded, and he knows their needs. He knows what will restore his sheep to health, not just physical health, but spiritual health, most of all. Jesus, however, has a particular invested interest in each of his sheep. The gospel says, I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. And these words are worth meditating upon. I know mine. The words of the good shepherd. I know mine. And as his sheep, you can be secure that Jesus knows your needs, your every need. Basic needs, physical needs, every need he knows. That he has a vested personal interest in you. Mother Angelica would say these words all throughout her live shows, the way she would talk about her relationship with Jesus. When she was healed, when she was 19 years old, she knew that God had a vested personal interest in her. She said, I didn't know that before. She grew up Catholic her whole life. But when she was healed, she knew that God loved her and had a vested personal interest in her. And she knew that she was not only healed physically, but she knew that God was invested completely in her care. Whenever I stray, the Good Shepherd picks me up on his shoulders and carries me back safely into the fold. Jesus also says, mine know me. This presupposes that we are listening to his voice. That we first know that Jesus knows me, I know mine, but in knowing that, in meditating upon that, in living that, mine, we, hopefully, all of us, know him. Know his voice. Mother Angelica and the nuns were very fond of sheep and goats. When they were here years ago, might add chickens and rabbits too. And maybe perhaps by spending time with them and observing them, they knew their needs. And you might say they anticipated their needs. Even before a sheep wandered away, they might know this particular sheep has a tendency to go astray. So you can anticipate a sheep's needs. This is how the Lord is with each one of us. He knows. He even anticipates our needs. And he searches us out when we go astray. And Mother Angelica, in founding our community, the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word, and I might add that our postulant Noah was approved for novitiate yesterday, so we congratulate him. He will be going on. He's front row right now. He was a lector today. He'll be our new novice in 3 months or so. In finding the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word, and she gave us the motto from Ezekiel 34, and she told us that the charism of our community are from the Lord's words from Ezekiel, from his prophecies. And this is all about, first of all, the care of the sheep, the care of the flock. And the Lord goes on in Ezekiel's prophecy, what happens when false shepherds enter into the picture, and what they do, and how harmful false shepherds are. In Ezekiel 34, and these are the words after this long kind of synopsis in Ezekiel's prophecy of what harmful shepherds do, he says this about good shepherds, about what a real shepherd does. For thus says the Lord God, look, I myself will search out for my sheep and examine them. As a shepherd examines his flock while he himself is among his scattered sheep, so I will examine my sheep. I will deliver them from every place where they are scattered on the day of dark clouds and I will lead them out from among the peoples and gather them from the lands. I will bring them back to their own country and pasture them upon the mountains of Israel, in the ravines of every inhabited place in the land. In good pastures I will pasture them. They will lie down on good grazing ground. In rich pastures they will be pastured on the mountains of Israel. I myself will pasture my sheep. I myself will give them rest, oracle of the Lord God. This is the Lord speaking to the prophet Ezekiel. And he goes on further, the lost I will seek out, the strays I will bring back, the injured I will bind up, the sick I will heal, but the sleek and the strong I will destroy. I will shepherd them in judgment. See, even in the Old Testament, the Lord is speaking to us about what a shepherd is. And Jesus, in his body, in his humanity, sacred humanity, embodies everything about a shepherd. That he anticipates our needs, that he searches out the lost, and he brings them back into the fold.